In Washington today, the administration was focused on preparations for war. President Bush said Americans should return to work on Monday, knowing that their government is working to rid the world of the evildoers. Vice President Dick Cheney says in addition to actions against the terrorists themselves, countries that shelter or support them will, quote, face the full wrath of the United States, end quote. The timing and scope of the U.S. response to Tuesday's attacks is unknown, but as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, there are clear signs the military is preparing for action.
Returning to the White House from Camp David, President Bush thanked Americans for their prayers and asked them to return to their jobs because there's work to be done.
Just like the farmers and ranchers and business owners and factory workers have a job to do, my administration has a job to do, and we're going to do it. We will rid the world of the evildoers. We will call together freedom-loving people to fight terrorism.
The president said those who had declared war on America have made a terrible mistake, and he made it clear that he doesn't believe Osama bin Laden's denials that he was involved in the attacks on New York and Washington.
No question, he is the prime suspect. No question about that.
Earlier in the day, top administration officials were deployed to the Sunday morning talk shows to deliver the message that the nation is embarking on what could be a complicated, prolonged, and perhaps messy campaign against terror networks operating in as many as 60 countries. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said on Fox News Sunday that this will not be war as most Americans know that term. The effort will be, in his words, political, economic, diplomatic, military.
This isn't going to be a few cruise missiles flying around on television for the world to see that something blew up. The network that did this does not have things to blow up as such. Now, the countries that are harboring them do.
Vice President Dick Cheney affirmed on NBC's Meet the Press that the most high-profile military responses may well be aimed at nations sheltering terrorists, and he named Afghanistan as one. Cheney also revealed just how much the United States has changed since Tuesday, saying that had there been more hijacked planes on their way, which at one point it appeared there were, the government was prepared to shoot them down.
Yes, the president made the decision on my recommendation as well, wholeheartedly concurred in the decision he made, that if the plane would not divert, if they wouldn't pay any attention to instructions to move away from the city, as a last resort, our pilots were authorized to take them out.
Attorney General John Ashcroft detailed more changes, saying he would ask Congress for looser rules on wiretapping by U.S. law enforcement and for broader powers to detain foreigners suspected of plotting attacks. Cheney and Rumsfeld avoided giving out operational details of whatever response the U.S. is planning with its allies. The signs that could be seen of military preparation came from overseas. 3,000 Marines practiced helicopter and ship-to-shore landings in East Timor. The Navy imposed a news blackout on its ships in the Persian Gulf, disabling outgoing email and removing information from Pentagon websites. The response included dramatic new measures at home as well, with military aircraft patrolling the skies and 35,000 reservists called into action. Vice President Cheney said the U.S. must assume that there are other terrorists in the country at this moment and not be satisfied simply with increasing security at airports.
I'm sure they're out there right now thinking about new creative ways to come after us that don't involve any of those techniques at all. It's something totally new.
Secretary of State Colin Powell said all U.S. laws, including the 1976 ban on assassinations, will need to be reviewed in light of Tuesday's attack. Powell also said the full weight of the world's only superpower will be brought to bear against terrorism. The next questions are when and where. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Washington.